Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
The self-destruct sequence has been activated. Repeat, the self-destruct sequence has been activated. This sequence may not be aborted. All employees proceed to the emergency car at the bottom platform.
Okay, we lit it just like a fuse, so no need to pick and choose. Welcome to 2020, where we do more than interviews. The hottest beat coming through, jumping knowledge on all that you get. A pick of the front of you with the truth that they offer you. Yeah, hands up, we doing it for the culture. To give artists and businesses more exposure. Keeping it real and stay silent just like a boulder. It's about to go all the way down, can't get no lower. Chasing my dreams, know that they get no slower. But if I stay running, I promise they getting closer. Moreover, success my older. And if you're sleeping on me, I'm waking them up like Folgers. I told you, coming from the land with the Tyrol, where we'll be on the whole different vibe, though. We like to ride slow and keep our windows tinted so you really can see us. Like Stevie Wonder waking up with his eyes closed. Yeah, got the kind of flow that rocked the boat. On my 16s of pounds of dope. And if you figure you can hang with me on the mic, then grab some rope. Matter of fact, better grab some hope while you at it. We keep it live, it's time to tune in. Turn up the sound on what you're using. It goes so hard, I think it's bruising. The show is 2020, no need to zoom in. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, Sir. And listen, if you never heard me say this, just know I appreciate you guys for tuning in for this coverage. This has been way more feedback than I thought it would be, man. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure y'all share this information. And we're going to get right on into it. And I want to apologize for being late, but y'all, I work. You know, I work hard. So sometimes it's not going to drop in the morning like I always wanted to. You feel me? But let's get to work. So last we left off, we were discussing, you know, Miss Grant's interactions with a certain WWE superstar who's not named. We're discussing her job title changing, Laurinaitis having several threesomes with her and then losing interest and then losing confidence in her ability to get that vice president role, which she was promised. And not of the company, I believe, of the legal department, I believe. But it's crazy. It's crazy. So we're just going to pick right on up. Excuse me, where we left off. Section K. McMahon tells Miss Grant that his wife has learned about her and pressures Miss Grant for an NDA. In early January 2022, McMahon abruptly distanced himself from Miss Grant, saying that he could not speak to or be in the same room as her. On January 9th of 2022, McMahon agreed to speak with Miss Grant at his condo. During the meeting, McMahon told Miss Grant that his wife, Linda McMahon, had learned about his relationship with Miss Grant, and he was losing his condo, and that she would divorce him. He added, too, that a public divorce would make Miss Grant a headline. Purportedly to salvage his marriage and avoid both negative publicity and other repercussions of a divorce, money, McMahon wanted to ensure that Miss Grant would remain silent about his personal misconduct in order to preserve his controlling interest in WWE. McMahon told Ms. Grant that if she left WWE and signed an NDA, he was confident Linda McMahon would not divorce him. He could remain in the condo, and Ms. Grant would avoid reputational harm. So basically, he told her, not only would I be homeless, I'd be kicked out of my condo, your name would be smeared, and I'd be divorced. So he basically put all of this on her. That's crazy. McMahon instructed Ms. Grant that she should not go back to the office and immediately lessen her involvement on open work items. Ms. Grant expressed concerns about her name being mentioned in the media and the loss of control over her image, especially as McMahon has shared content of her for close to 2 years and the ramifications for her career. McMahon suggested that he would attempt to help keep Grant's reputation intact, and that he and Officer Number One would personally help Ms. Grant to find another job. McMahon also instructed Ms. Grant not to share any news with anyone and suggested she offer health-related excuses about leaving WWE. Basically, lie about you leaving. Regarding the NDA, Ms. Grant asked McMahon, "Is this when Jerry sends the papers?" McMahon nodded and assured Ms. Grant that they would be in the driver's seat to iron out terms together, but she would need an attorney to make things official and approved of. Ms. Grant asking celebrity doctor for an attorney referral. Following this discussion, McMahon led Ms. Grant to his bedroom for another sexual encounter. Of course he did. On January 14, 2022, McMahon sent Ms. Grant a to-do list for the purposes of effectuating the NDA, such as retaining counsel and also including an offer for one-on-one career coaching. McMahon suggested the list be drafted by Officer Number Two. Before Ms. Grant retained counsel, McMahon discussed the amount of money that would be exchanged for the NDA and settled on a lump sum of $3 million. After Ms. Grant told McMahon his initial offer of $1 million was not enough to compensate for the lost earning potential and the fact that she would be unable to continue the promised career trajectory of a vice president, as well as failing to last as a director for a full year. Before Ms. Grant retained counsel, McMahon called Ms. Grant with an update and informed her that McMahon's attorney and counsel for WWE insisted on installment payments due to cash flow purposes. But Ms. Grant responded that this reasoning did not make sense for a billionaire. McMahon insisted that it was not his idea. On or about January 19, 2022, Ms. Grant advised McMahon that she had contacted the celebrity doctor about an attorney referral, and on the physician's recommendation and upon McMahon's approval, she signed a retainer agreement with the lawyer later that day. On January 24th, 2022, McMahon continued to engage in sexual text exchanges with Ms. Grant, including encouraging her to send an explicit photo to the WWE superstar. McMahon also requested Ms. Grant send him content that she had sent to the WWE superstar. The negotiations of the NDA were brief, lasting only 8 days. Ms. Grant reminded McMahon that an NDA ought to address people who knew about their relationship, including, but not limited to, Officer Number One, Officer Number Two, Laurinaitis, and McMahon's personal assistants. Ms. Grant and her attorney sought to incorporate a list of individuals who had knowledge of the relationship into a Schedule A of the NDA. Ms. Grant's request revision were flatly rejected by McMahon and the WWE, who reverted to their original draft rather than incorporate any of her proposed changes, with the exception that, as of the date of execution, Ms. Grant would not speak of the relationship. On or around January 26th, McMahon articulated even more pressing need to get the NDA signed immediately, informing Ms. Grant that he was under a tight deadline to report pending or threaten legal actions to the WWE Board of Directors, specifically the Audit Committee, and that McMahon said and his attorney could not do so unless Ms. Grant signed the NDA. So he informed Ms. Grant that the board members were concerned about the delay. So basically, he was on a tight deadline because he needed to report about the NDA to the board of directors because an audit was happening. I think this is the audit that they were talking about with Stephanie doing. Furthermore, and I don't know if you guys remember, but around that time in 2022, they were noting money was missing. And that's when they found out about McMahon doing this with Ms. Grant and other people. Furthermore, McMahon repeatedly pressed Ms. Grant, allegedly, let me say that. Furthermore, McMahon repeatedly pressed Ms. Grant to stop her attorney from any further wordsmithing and blamed Ms. Grant's attorney for not understanding the urgency of the situation. Also, despite any previous approval, McMahon now expressed that he and his attorney had concerns about Ms. Grant's attorney and warned her that her counsel could not be trusted, which in turn caused Ms. Grant to question her trust in her personal attorney. On or around January 26, 2022, Ms. Grant became so overwhelmed that she simply gave notice without the need for payment, even offering to sign a napkin or post it as a sign of goodwill. McMahon flatly rejected her desire to back out. On January 27th, just 8 days after Ms. Grant had hired an attorney, McMahon left Ms. Grant a lengthy audio message explaining why they needed to go through with the NDA, pushing her to hurry and sign the NDA, and advising that he would be double fucked if she did not, presumably referring to his divorce and report to the board of directors. Between on January 27th and January 28th, there were unresolved edits that led to panic phone calls, including an attorney confidentiality clause and signatory line that Ms. Grant's counsel said he would never sign. Also, the deadline to sign the NDA was pushed up from January 31st to January 28th. McMahon continued pressuring Ms. Grant with calls during which he pleaded, demanded, threatened, and begged her to sign the NDA and reminded her that by not signing it, she would jeopardize him, the company, and his family, and that she would surely become the subject of national headlines and ruin her reputation if she did not sign the NDA by the start of WWE's live programming schedule on January 28th. He reassured her that nothing would change between them, but she would emerge, He assured her that nothing would change between them and she would emerge with her reputation intact if she just simply signed the NDA. Sure, buddy. In a state of mental defeat and fear from McMahon's threats, Ms. Grant succumbed to his unrelenting pressure and signed the NDA just before the deadline on January 28th. On February 4th, Ms. Grant was wired $1 million as the first installment of the NDA. On February 28th, Ms. Grant was wired $10,000 to cover the attorney's fees incurred in connection with the NDA. Both wires were sent with the originator described as Vincent K. McMahon, CO, WWF, originator address, blah, 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 blah. On February 9th and 10th, Ms. Grant gave notice to Laurinaitis to put human resources at WWE on official notice that she was leaving the WWE. After signing NDA, Ms. Grant continued to ask about Ms. Grant continued to ask about who told Linda McMahon, and she was concerned about her ability to obtain employment in the future. McMahon responded that it did not matter, that he was tired of her questions. After the NDA was signed, McMahon, wearing only a white robe, met Ms. Grant in his condo to review the outstanding business items. As Ms. Grant was proceeding to the door to leave, McMahon grabbed her arm before she exited and commanded her to do the one last thing and get on your knees. Oh my God. As Ms. Grant knelt on the hard floor, barely a few feet away from the door, McMahon opened his robe and ordered her to eat him. McMahon grabbed the back of Ms. Grant's head, slammed her face into his crotch a couple times until she gagged and pushed him away, telling him to stop as she couldn't breathe. McMahon responded that she wouldn't get away that easily and held her head as he forced himself back into her mouth until she had no air. Ms. Grant tried to push him away, but he held her head firmly in place and loudly commanded her to look up, followed by, "Take it, bitch." They momentarily made eye contact before Mr. McMahon's force caused Ms. Grant's body to convulse and retch with tears streaming down her face. McMahon then released the hold and closed his robe as she stood up. After leaving, Ms. Grant never saw McMahon again. On March 2nd, 2022, while Ms. Grant was away on a trip to Florida, McMahon called Ms. Grant to advise that it would probably be the last time she would hear from him, and if she needed anything, to contact Officer Number 1 or Officer Number 2. Over the course of approximately a half-hour call, McMahon lamented both his inability to focus on the upcoming WrestleMania and how his personal life had blown up over the last few weeks. Towards the end of their conversation, McMahon and Ms. Grant agreed to resume contact after WrestleMania. He also instructed Ms. Grant to continue having sexual relations with other men, including you-know-who, in the meantime, the WWE superstar. On or around March 4th, 2022, The superstar messaged Ms. Grant that he was in New York. In line with McMahon's orders, Ms. Grant texted the superstar explicit pictures. On the 27th of March, 2022, WWE superstar reached out to Ms. Grant again. Ms. Grant interpreted these back-to-back advances as an indication of McMahon's continued control. On March 30th of 2022, Ms. Grant's counsel received a call from McMahon's attorney advising that there had been an anonymous email about the relationship between Ms. Grant, McMahon, and Laurinaitis. Later, in June and July 2022, stories were published regarding the matter of McMahon's multiple NDAs with various women associated with WWE and others. Ms. Grant did not receive another payment under her NDA in February of 2023. Further, despite assurances from McMahon that he would cover her medical care and costs associated with her tax liability for the $1 million payment, because you know, got to pay taxes on that, McMahon has refused to cover those costs. McMahon continued to pay for Ms. Grant's medical care up until April 15th of 2022, when it abruptly ceased. Gifts given to plaintiffs during time with WWE with McMahon. From 2019 until early 2022, McMahon provided Ms. Grant gifts to keep her under control. Upon information and belief, the gifts were provided to Ms. Grant, including ones purchased by McMahon and expensed them to WWE. Examples of items received by Ms. Grant from McMahon in 2019 include the following: alternative clinical medical care and medical and cosmetic services and products, clubhouse tickets to Belmont Stakes, WrestleMania private full-day transportation and premium tickets, a $2,000 Nordstrom gift card, and a massive box of Godiva, the chocolates, I think. Examples of items received by Ms. Grant from McMahon in 2020. $20,000 towards surgery paid directly to a surgeon's office. Pearl diamond paved lariat necklace from Better Rich Greenwood, Connecticut. Blue cashmere knee-length cardigan, blue Burberry check cashmere scarf, blue cashmere and fur hat, gray cashmere shawl, Celine glasses, cable knit throw blanket, and large bouquets of flowers delivered approximately every other week. Examples of gifts received by Ms. Grant from McMahon in 2021: a 2022 BMW 430 XI, a $5,000 gift certificate at Lanphier Spa, two private chef-catered dinners in McMahon's condo, gold and diamond paved paper clip necklace from Betteridge in Greenwood, Connecticut, $15,000 in Bloomingdale gift cards, food assortment display and antique tea ceremony set from Saudi Arabia, and a large bouquet of flowers delivered approximately every other week. Oh, man. Ms. Grant was a subordinate and vulnerable victim to predators, not a consenting and willing participant. This is just the lawyer's statement on this. Ms. Grant was groomed and coerced by McMahon and Laurinaitis, and the WWE stood by and facilitated efforts to keep Ms. Grant employed by WWE to ensure McMahon's continued sexploitation. I made that word out of sexual exploitation. In addition to what Ms. Grant and her medical providers who examined her following the abuse will testify to, there is ample other evidence of Ms. Grant's mental state and her attempts to avoid unfortunate circumstances that she found herself in. In January of 21, Ms. Grant sent a message to the resident manager stating she was miserable in the WWE. I don't say it to Vince, as grateful as I am for my job and my salary, I am miserable, mismanaged all the time. They admit they don't know what to do with me. Nobody gave a fuck, and I was harassed and retaliated against to the point my reputation was questioned and my work was taken away. As further alleged through this complaint, Ms. Grant was frequently referred to as McMahon's bitch. On multiple occasions, Ms. Grant objected to this treatment. As alleged herein, before Ms. Grant being routinely directed by McMahon to engage in sexual contact with other men, Ms. Grant had expressed her apprehension about McMahon's fantasy texts manifesting and graduating into reality. Further, at nearly all relevant times, Ms. Grant was an employee of the WWE and could reasonably expect, at a minimum, to lose her position if she did not comply with the wishes of McMahon. Section 4, McMahon controlled WWE during Ms. Grant's employment, and the company knew but did nothing about McMahon's exploitation of Ms. Grant. As detailed herein, the WWE knew of McMahon's illegal conduct and did nothing to stop it. This is self-evident from the numerous executive level and board members who were privy to McMahon's involvement with Ms. Grant, as well as prior incidents involving sexual misconduct. I don't know if you guys remember, but you remember hearing about the people leaving, like the higher ups, like the vice presidents and the board members just up and leaving. Is like, once they got wind of this stuff happening, they knew this was coming. For instance, in or around March of 2021, Ms. Grant introduced herself to WWE officer number one when they passed one another in the hallway. The officer number one responded by telling Ms. Grant that officer number one knew exactly who she was. Ooh. Officer number one maintained an office suite on the fourth floor of the company headquarters. Meanwhile, Ms. Grant's cubicle in the company legal department was in a different building and across the street from the number one's office. Ms. Grant had no physical presence in that building until the beginning of February 21, when she started to report to an attorney who kept an office in both buildings. So they were talking about it. Given the WWE number one's very high-ranking officer and Ms. Grant an entry-level coordinator in the legal department, it's unusual that WWE officer number one would know who Ms. Grant was at this point, except number one knew of Ms. Grant at least in part by hearing the ongoing exploitation of Ms. Grant by McMahon. Following Ms. Grant's messages to McMahon on March 9th of 2021, McMahon summoned Ms. Grant to his condo that evening for a conversation during which McMahon confirmed that officer number one indeed knew exactly who she was, as McMahon had met privately with officer number one and officer number two and advised these individuals of McMahon's connection to Ms. Grant. So he told them, yo, that's my bussy baby. McMahon continued this conversation by detailing to Ms. Grant that they had expressed concern but were ultimately supportive. McMahon also advised Ms. Grant that one or the other, or both of them, inquired whether Ms. Grant could be trusted, and that McMahon offered assurances that McGrant would not do something to hurt WWE. So not only were they in on it, they were concerned if she could be trusted. So they did this before, bro. They were in on this shit, man. This is crazy. Motherfuckers, they about to clean WWE, bro. Knowledge on the part of WWE is further illustrated by the multiple meetings that Ms. Grant had about initial hiring and subsequent position changes, including a number of meetings with corporate officer number two and a voice memo from McMahon sent Ms. Grant the following morning on March 10th, mentioning the names of both WWE. Basically, y'all, I'm not going to read all this extra shit. This is just saying that everybody knew who the fuck she was because the nigga was talking. Straight up. All right. So there is a little bit here that I want to read to y'all. There's a section where they talk about McMahon's past accusations. And I just want to hit that real quick. McMahon's abuse of Ms. Grant did not come to a surprise as anyone in the WWE because he faced numerous prior accusations of sexual misconduct, including in 1994, former WWE referee Rita Chatington alleged that McMahon had raped her that McMahon had raped her after luring her into a limousine to discuss her career. She recounted it for a New York magazine. I was forced into oral sex with McMahon, and I just couldn't complete his desires. He got really angry and started ripping off my jeans, pulled me on top of him, and told me again that if I wanted a $500,000 a year contract, that I had to satisfy him. He could make me or break me, and if I didn't satisfy him, I was blackballed. That was it. I was done. In February 2006, the Palm Beach Post reported that McMahon has shown new pictures of himself to the tanning booth attendant in Tanzabar in Boca Raton, Florida, and subsequently made unwelcome advances and finally cornered her in a tanning booth and groped her. A former spa manager in California accused McMahon of assault at that resort in 2011. To further illustrate knowledge of the culture of sexual misconduct in WWE, the top-level executives not only failed to properly investigate the abuse, but also compounded Ms. Grant's suffering by making public statements that trivialized the harm that perpetrated against her. Oh, y'all. So we're going to now get into the NDA section of this, because this is what matters. Because remember, you might be thinking, oh, she signed an NDA. Well, that NDA was illegal. And this section is going to argue that. Circumstances surrounding the NDA is invalidity and McMahon's and WWE disregard for the NDA. As detailed herein, the NDA signed by Ms. Grant, McMahon, and WWE entered into the coercive tactics and is legally unenforceable pursuant to federal statute and common law. Meaning, because she was forced to sign this, you can't uphold it. Exhibit A attached here to is true and accurate copy of the NDA. The NDA violates the Speaks Out Act and is thus unenforceable. I want y'all to look that up on y'all own. Y'all probably have heard of it before. The NDA is also void and unenforceable because the confidentiality term, a core term, is overly broad in its face. Meaning what she couldn't talk about was entirely too broad to pin down. As written, it would prevent Ms. Grant from saying anything to anyone about WWE or her employment there, which, of course, she would need to do in order to apply for a job, for example, let alone expose McMahon's and other sexual assaults and abuse of Ms. Grant. The NDA that McMahon used to silence other women may equally be unenforceable if the same language was used. Ms. Grant, moreover, was coerced into signing the NDA merely 8 days after she spoke to an attorney whom McMahon initially approved of, then cautioned Ms. Grant against trusting, before she was railroaded into rejecting all of her own attorney's comments. This is because of relentless pressure, including implicit and explicit threats by McMahon. And you're right, bro. The NDA didn't even include basic terms she was promised by McMahon, including that he would pay for her lawyers, medical care, and taxes, because he couldn't. Regardless, even if it was enforceable, McMahon had breached the core term of the NDA. He paid $1 million but failed to make any other payments, including the installment of $500,000 that was to be paid within 10 days of February 1st, under Section 5.B of the agreement. Furthermore, circumstances have changed in that Ms. Grant's name now has been publicly released through no fault of her own, which impacts the employment prospects that's led to further trauma and humiliation. And that's a really good point. The fact that, okay, let's say that we throw the NDA out, right? Well, he can't be mad at her and she could go and tell her story, right? Let's say the NDA stands. He still has to pay her the money. So it's like pick your poison, my boy. She's won. She's going to win with this, y'all. I don't see McMahon getting out of this without a situation, man. But that's pretty much it. We can skip the last few pages unless y'all absolutely want to do it. It's just the lawyer discussing how the NDA is pretty much inadmissible. Unenforceable. So let me know what y'all think, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm glad I gave y'all another episode so quickly. So make sure y'all share this with your people, share this with folks who are wrestling fans, or maybe not a wrestling fan. Maybe they just want to know what the hell is going on. This is what this is for. All right. So that being said, yo, this has been your boy, Sir 2020 Podcast LLC. Please say the LLC. And it is our 4-year anniversary. I appreciate y'all for supporting me all these years, and I love y'all. So be safe. Peace.
Can we put your business out in the streets? People be nosy anyway. So, if you're interested in promoting your business, brand, platform, or whatever it is that you want people to know about, hit us up. Or, if you're interested in just sponsoring an episode or two of the Underground Queens podcast, feel free to email us at theundergroundqueens@gmail.com. Again, that's theundergroundqueenspodcast@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram @TheUndergroundQueens, or you can even hit us up on Facebook @UndergroundQueens. We look forward to working with you and helping putting your business out in the streets.